Welcome to the Align Angle. I'm Mona Pearl, and I'm here today with the rest of the leadership team at Align, and we want to talk to you about being a leadership team. We wrote this time about the importance of creating a team atmosphere even for your leaders. A lot of focus these days on a culture that accepts all employees and gives them autonomy and a good feeling about being at work. How do we do that for the membership team itself so that it comes from the top down? One of the things we point out in the article is that organizations, we think, need to have an organization chart so that the world at large and the people that work with you know what the picture of the organization looks like. How far does the organization chart take you when it comes to actual leadership of a group of people?
I think the org chart is important in that it tells you the lay of the land, if you will. And so if I have a really great idea, I know who to bring that idea forward to as an employee looking up at leadership.
The organization chart, it's really a sociological picture. It tells me, where do I fit? What's my relative communication scheme as well as my relative worth in some cases? Especially for new employees, they will look at where they fit as that organizational chart, that sociogram, and say, this is where I fit. One of the strengths that Eisenhower is credited with is not so much as being a great leader. He could get people with totally divergent opinions into the room, and they could all reach consensus by the time they left the room. And I don't think that that is the be-all, end-all of leadership, but I think that is something that leaders need to keep in mind, is that everybody can contribute in a room. And enabling the atmosphere for contribution and learning and working toward consensus, if a leader keeps consensus in his or her mind, that enables an entire team to work better together.
We work pretty hard around here, as we mentioned in the article, at making sure that as a leadership team we're friendly with each other. What does that look like, Jody, our friendliness with one another, and how does it help us be a better leadership team?
Well, I think creating those relationships allows you to have that trust where you can state your opinion on the leadership team and reach that consensus and sometimes have differing opinions, but be respectful. And I think it's important to meet outside the office. We've had retreats that have been very helpful when you get out of the environment, have a chance to spend the day together. Different surroundings make a huge difference.
Bill, we all know that at Align, we've reached consensus that Phil gets the last word because that works for us. How does that translate if I'm leading at another organization? For example, you've chaired a couple of three boards in town. Do you get the last word, or does the executive director get the last word?
Depends on whether or not it's a board level type of decision. Possibly, as the leader, I can have the final word if it's within just day-to-day management. Obviously, it's the executive director. Try not to step on their toes unless they're doing something that's catastrophic as far as the organization is concerned.
I think one important thing that I've picked up on being on an external board is that you can have differing opinions, but once the decision's made, you're in lockstep and walk out the door in the same direction and support each other.
You said on external boards. Does that apply inside corporate organization
Absolutely.
As well? Yeah.
I remember when there was 19 on the leadership team, reach consensus sometimes had to be, this is the decision this time and we're all together and team one and we walk out the door. And that's the way that it was done. We supported each other.
And then still stay friends on those occasions that we've all not gotten our own way. When a meeting ends and it's really tense, how much time do you let go by before you circle back and say, hey, Mona, I know that didn't go your way. You want to talk about it some more? Or is it just over? What's your advice?
I think it depends on how passionate the conversation was, because there's times when I loop right back around to make sure that relationship is preserved. But then there's also times when it's, you know, maybe a week or two down the road and you get a chance to talk about it again. And even with a little hindsight, it's 2020 afterwards, to maybe go back and say, yeah, so you were so right, and we learned something through that. The most important thing is to preserve the relationship, because you got to go on working together and there's going to be another decision that has to be made.
Not just working together, you have to go on leading together.
Yes.
And if you let the divisiveness between people linger, that can become a cancer on the organization. Ultimately, I think all of us are trying to make sure that the organization is put to the forefront and it survives.
You know, if you have two individuals that didn't agree on a topic, I think circling back to them afterwards one-on-one is a good tactic, and understanding where each was coming from. And if you're passionate about your opinion, means you care. And moving on, frankly, leaving it, moving on.
Thank you for listening to The Align Angle.